you got the even hour, Doug. Take the goo.
That's your little game. I don't care about it.
All right, flash the four, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you may be. Hour number four of the Doug and Wolf Show, Savages in the Morning, broadcasting high atop the bell tower. Ring that bell if you got it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. There it is, Douglas. Thank you very much. The bell tower, the Action Community Studios. We say good Friday morning to you. Party time! Everybody's working
for the weekend. I just saw something I never want to see again. Greg Brady dancing.
Greg Brady's got quite the outfit on this morning, does he not, ladies and gentlemen? Walking around, I believe the color is maroon. Maroon pants. And they're not loose. Skinny maroons, apparently.
Greg Brady is the nickname of the man you've heard on Bickley and Murata, Jared Carlin. If you follow Jared Carlin on Twitter, 8 out of every 10 tweets are pretty good. The other two are just awful.
Really?
Yeah, there's not a middle ground with Greg Brady.
Okay.
It's either really funny stuff or it's like, why would you put your name on that? I mean, you're going to reproduce with your wife and then their kids are going to see that someplace. It's just awful.
Greg Brady, awful. The fulcrum, apparently.
Yeah. We want to get to James Jones, but we got to tell you about something that just happened or just was reported. The term is B1K. B1K.
B1K.
B1K. You need to know about that, which stands for batting 1,000. B1K.
Okay.
Never heard that in my life, but it's a new baseball term, B1K.
Okay.
The reason why you need to know it is because that is the new name of the, I don't even want to repeat this. It's like it's happening once I say it. Synthetic turf.
No.
Being put into Chase Field.
No, really? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
The grass is going. They're taking out the grass at Chase Field.
According to Zach Buchanan, an exclusive article on The Athletic, that Derek Hall has decided to give up. That there's just, we just can't get grass to grow consistently over 6 months at Chase Field. And they will now join Tampa Bay and Toronto as the only teams in baseball without a natural playing surface.
Oh, my goodness. Really? Is this a fait accompli?
Yeah.
Is this something that's already done?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Send out the bat signal for Derek.
We got an hour left in the show.
Okay.
And we got Paul's call at 9:45.
Okay. Probably not going to happen. Is that what you're saying right there?
I mean, it could.
I hate that. I do. Too. I'm sorry, Basinonians, but honestly, I love the fact that it was a living thing. Right? It's a breathing, living thing that you're playing on. And I always love that, especially in the game of football as well. I love grass in the game of football. I realize why so much of the time with the year, right, the time of year that it's played in the fall and in the winter, football, I understand why they built domes in certain cities. I get that. And you needed artificial turf until State Farm Stadium, of course, with the sliding tray, which is still pretty brilliant right there. But you know what? Honestly, every time you get a chance to play on grass in the game of football, it's a blessing. And I love the fact that it was a living, breathing thing.
The question today, and that's the breaking story, so we'll keep an eye on that, if anything, that we can get more information on that. But one of the things that's happening today as well, at 10:30 this morning, James Jones is going to have his first press conference as, I guess, the acting general manager. Now, the truth is that's not his title. His title is still vice president of basketball operations.
Yep.
The official press release said, in the interim, he will share the general manager duties.
Yes.
But it doesn't say you are the interim general manager. And we asked you at Doug and Wolf 98.7, what are the things that you are doing? By the way, I just got a text from Josh, and my answer is yes. So, Maloney, will you jump on that? But the thing is, I like this tweet from AJ. And AJ says, what are the main changes you want to implement? Under your direction, what's going to happen?
No.
Is this the start of contending or a battle for the postseason? And when I read that, AJ, it kind of made me think of a question that I want to know from James Jones. And I don't know what he's going to say to it. But I would want to know, How strongly were you behind the hiring of Igor Kokoschkov?
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be a good one right there.
Well, you did it. I was going to talk about James Jones, but since
what?
You did it.
What?
You sent out the bat signal.
Oh, no.
So,
no,
boom.
I didn't.
Yeah, boom. You said we should send out the bat signal. Derek Hall has set a new record for only 8.3 seconds it took to call in once the bat signal was sent out.
Derek, I love the living, breathing thing of the grass.
So do
field,
I, Wolf.
Right?
Yeah, so what? Do I. And I'm a purist. I'm a traditionalist. This is something that I would say for over a decade we've been, you know, considering with all of our options. But I'm with you. I like baseball on the grass, especially if it's safe and it's healthy. And we have tried and tried. It's been dangerous. It's been hard and fast, and it's been uncomfortable in the building. There's so many reasons. I mean, this move and the entire organization was behind it. Baseball has done research all year long, along with Shaw. They've been out to Auburn University to test all of this. This isn't like what you've seen in the past. It's not like an AstroTurf. You know, this is this synthetic grass is going to be consistent. It's going to look great. It's about fan experience, where I have heard for the last couple of years how hot and miserable fans have been in this building, and that's because we've had to keep direct sunlight on this grass that's not growing right anyways. And by the time you shut the roof at 3 or 4 o'clock and try and crank the AC, it doesn't cool it off. So it's fan experience. It's player safety. You know, we're not going to have the slippage. We're not, you know, it's going to actually improve the health of our players. This is not an easy decision, but it's going to be a good one. And I'm telling you guys, you look now at college football, right? All the big time programs. I mean, how dare Notre Dame pull out their grass and put in synthetic?
You know,
but it's there. Michigan, Wisconsin, right? Most D1s. I think, you know, most NFL teams eventually. You're going to see more and more teams going to this B1K in baseball, but it makes sense here in the desert where it's such a challenge in the summer to grow grass and make sure that it's safe for our players.
There are a lot of things, Derek, that I know nothing about, and turf is one of them, okay?
Yeah.
I know nothing about growing grass. However, I want to compliment the grounds crew because I thought 2018 was your best year.
Totally.
I mean, as a fan and looking at it, and I don't know what I'm talking about, but the grass always looked crappy in August, and I don't remember this year. Yeah, it did. But I don't remember this year it looking crappy. I thought you had something special this year. Why, for lack of a better question, why bail?
Yeah, so, Doug, what I would say is it looked good, and when you talk to players, when you talk to our facility staff, but it still didn't play well, and it still wasn't very healthy out there. So this is the first time it really looked green without having to be painted or manufactured. But, you know, the grass looked good but didn't play well, and it really wasn't any different than any other year. There were still the divots. There was still slippage. It was hard to grow, and it was still miserably hot in here. You know, it's about, as I mentioned, fan experience, player safety, the environment. I mean, we're going to be watering 90% less now. It's going to look, we're keeping the dirt exactly as is, right? So the warning track and the path between home and the pitcher's mound and the infield, everything's going to, it's going to look great, and it's going to play great, and it's true hops and pure hops and predictable hops. It's going to be better for our players for sure.
So you're telling me you put a lot of thought into this.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, our baseball staff did. I mean, you know, our facility staff, our business staff did. But for 10 years, I'm telling you, I would say absolutely not. I mean, whenever it was recommended, because I don't like the thought of synthetic, you know, especially with baseball. But now that this technology has gotten to where it was, and we had several trips back east to the plant, the manufacturing plant, to you know, as I said, Auburn, to their looking at their research, they came out here and showed us what it would be like. We took players from Visalia, took them to a field that had this B1K and saw just how great it was. And our players that tested it out went, wow, this is the best hop that we've ever seen and ever fielded. So, you know, there's too many reasons to do it. And, you know, I think fans will, in the end, they'll enjoy it. It's just tough. And I think if I was a fan, I heard, what? You know, they're going to go synthetic? Of course my eyebrows are going to be raised, or I say they're crazy. But at the end of the day, this building's going to feel great. You know, during the hot summer months when fans come in here, it's always going to look good. Mm-hmm. It's always going to play the same. And our players, in our opinion, and from the research, are going to be healthier as a result.
President CEO Derek Hall, bat signal guest because of the new B1K synthetic grass that's going into Chase Field. Here's my worry. My worry is free agency. My worry is a free agent saying, I don't want to play on synthetic turf. You know, the rookies, the guys you draft, they don't have a choice. But free agents do. I'm worried about that. Are you?
Yeah, well, that was one of the major concerns that I had and one of the questions I asked. And when you talk to our former players, in fact, you know, Luis Gonzalez will tell you, he said, if I was coming here as a free agent, I'd rather play on this new surface now that he's seen it. And again, don't think traditional, what you used to see.
Right.
And now we're, you know, we're digging out the entire system. We're putting in all new irrigation. We're putting in this shock absorbent subgrade that's going to be unbelievable. And, you know, like Gonzo said, it was dangerous out there. He, you know, the slippage, he says he would rather play on this surface. And as the research has shown, when it comes to knees and joints and rotation, it's going to be less of a strain and stress on bodies and on the actual. I mean, they get into some real specifics in science that I'm not qualified to even talk about, right? It's the crouching for ground balls and balls in the outfield. But it's supposed to limit that. And I think hopefully it's going to become a recruiting tool one day. When they see just how advanced this technology is and how it's actually better for the health of a player, it might actually work the other way, Doug. That's what we're hoping.
Indeed. I would imagine you could host more events as well, right?
That too. Absolutely. Yeah.
So
I mean, that's another one.
Side.
If you look at some of the stadiums and where they traditionally have had really good looking grass, that's a great point. And another one that we talked about, at least our business staff did too, Wolf, is some of those outdoor fields looked really bad this year, and it's because they did have concerts, they did have more events, and for us, the more events we can have here and bring people downtown, the better. And so, yeah, absolutely. The other point is we can always go back to grass. I think this is going to be a success. We probably won't, but we can always do it. Now's the perfect time to test it, now that we've got a product that we believe is as good or better than any other in MLB. So let's go ahead and give it a shot and see how it goes, and take care of the fan experience and comfort of the fans in this ballpark, and also hopefully take care of the health long-term of our players.
Hey, Batman, thank you.
Well done.
I appreciate
well done.
It. Thank you.
You got it, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Right,
there's Derek Hall answering the bat signal that was sent out on a new report that came out that from The Athletic. Give them credit for the first report that they're going to B1K, a synthetic grass at Chase Field, and then as soon as we said, really? Derek Hall called in on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Thanks to Derek for calling in, and thanks to Coulter Automotive. You can go to CoulterOnCamelback.com, CoulterNissan.com, or CoulterTempe.com for your next new or pre-owned car. Coming up next, what will Wolf be watching when he's sitting high above in Minnesota staring at Cardinals-Vikings? He'll tell you next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Are you talking to me, Derek Hall? Yeah, Dick. Ray. Spec. Natural grass. Ray. Spec. Going to the B1K. Put a lot of time and research into it, did you, Dick? Yeah.
Your Pantera Callout is driven by AutoNation with 13 dealerships in the Valley and over 100,000 new and pre-owned vehicles on AutoNation.com. Find out what you're looking for today.
After all, it is a business, Basinonians. Never forget that.
Wow, man, I just blew it. What I should have done is I should have asked them, we'll really know whether this grass thing works by whether or not you put it into the stadium in Scottsdale. What are you going to be watching on
Sunday? I
don't know
why I thought that was funny. Oh, no.
What will Wolf watch?
I like this. It gets a little funky, Basinonians, but gather on the transistor and press the ear. Talked about it all morning long, but the Cardinals have got to force the Minnesota Vikings to play into their strength, meaning the Cardinals' strength. And the Cardinals' strength is on the defensive side of the ball. In particular, my brothers, third and obvious pass situations. The onus is on the defense for the Arizona Cardinals to go up there and keep this team in the game. To keep Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings under wraps and allow Josh Rosen to stay in a three-dimensional offense. The onus is on the defense. Now, I know they have given up some first downs in third and long situations. that being the Arizona Cardinals. And I know the Vikings can chuck the ball with the best of them, number three in passing yards per game, but the strength of the Arizona Cardinals is their third down defense. The fact that you've got Chandler Jones, the best pass rusher statistically in the National Football League the last three seasons, coming off the edge. Marcus Golden appears to be ready to go as well. The pass rush that they can bring down on a Minnesota Vikings offensive line that really isn't that good. That gives me a little bit of hope that on third and obvious pass situations, you can get pressure on Kirk Cousins with the likes of Patrick Peterson and Buda Baker and Antoine Buffet in the backfield, in the secondary. Now all of a sudden, you've got a chance to get off the field if, in fact, you can keep them in third and obvious pass situations. But when you talk about that, it's not just third and obvious in which you need to get off the field. You need more fundamentally sound play from the defense. They need to set the edge and improve the perimeter defense. They need to stuff the Minnesota Vikings rushing attack, in particular in between the tackles. They haven't been able to run the ball all season long, so don't let them start running the ball now. The Cardinals need to tackle better than they have in any game this season, and they also need to reduce their penalties. Look at Minnesota is number three. Number three in third down percentage. They are an excellent team. But the Cardinals, if they have any chance of being in this game and competing in this game, their defense is going to have to stuff Minnesota and play well on third and obvious. That's what I'm thinking.
Join Aaron Maloney in Arizona Sports tomorrow at Volkswagen North Scottsdale from 11 to 1. We'll be giving away Suns and Coyotes tickets, movie passes, and more. Plus, they'll be hosting an Adopt-a-Dog event in conjunction with Halo Animal Rescue with an on-site food truck. Head to the events page at arizonasports.com for details, and we'll see you this Saturday from 11 to 1 at Volkswagen of North Scottsdale.
The Friday Night Spotlight. 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Every Friday, right before 9:30, Kevin McCabe calls in and grabs the Coulter Automotive Group sports line and lets us know what's hot in high school football. Kevin, where are you going this weekend?
Well, I'm excited tonight. We're on final approach now here. You know, you got to fasten our seatbelts as we get ready for the playoffs. And I've got a great matchup. It's almost playoff-like atmosphere. Number two, Liberty. Give me Liberty or give me death. They're 7-0. Going on the road to Pinnacle. The Pioneers are 6-1, ranked number three. Number two versus number three. Pinnacle's at 51 in the 101. They're just up there, just north of the 101, and it should be a great scene. You know the story was with Pinnacle, guys. I've talked about them for the last 4 years. Spencer Rattler, the quarterback, the young legend, who I've called the best quarterback I've ever seen in Arizona high school football history. Wow. And he stood up to it. Well, he, last week on his 18th birthday, he set the all-time passing mark for high school quarterbacks. So he's, you know, backing up everything I've said. Liberty, by the way, they're 7-0. They do it with defense. So it's going to be offense versus defense. Ryan Fuskas, who's headed to Cal, an unbelievable talent. He's been in a walking boot all week with a sprained ankle. Going to try to give it a go tonight. Great linebacker, Braxton Croteau. I mean, another great special defensive player. Offense, defense, something's got to give tonight. Two of the best programs in the state. A playoff-type preview. I think our girl, Iris Herman-Seal from ABC 15, I think she's going to be the hero, though. If she can keep it cool with no rain, I think she's going to be the hero, the weather girl over there. But we'll wrap it all up for you tomorrow. You know the deal on Saturday mornings. Chick-fil-A will be at 16th Street in Camelback, right in the heart of Phoenix. Brophy College Prep, John Kitna, the former NFL quarterback, the head coach there. He'll join us along with his players. And then Joe Brissett of Camelback High School, he'll bring his players along. They're 1-7. But you know what? We're going to celebrate their season. They're making men over there, teaching them how to fight through adversity. That's all tomorrow from 9 to 11, AZ Preps Live, Chick-fil-A Road Series. I don't know what else I left out, but just, guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. It finally broke. We're cool on Friday night.
Absolutely. Kevin, thank you so much, buddy. Enjoy the buffalo sauce.
All right,
boys.
All right, talk to you.
You'll, again, see him tomorrow for AZ Preps Live with Chick-fil-A and Kevin McCabe. Thanks, Kevin. He joined us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. You can go to Coulter on Camelback.com, CoulterNissan.com, or CoulterTempe.com for your next new or pre-owned car. Well, we are working for the weekend all week. So what was accomplished? Well, a huge week in the Valley sports-wise. We'll let you know everything that happened next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Yeah.
We're not just flashing the floor here. There's more to it than that.
What do you mean?
Well, there's, of course, cowbells, without a doubt. But there's also everything that just happened in the week for Doug and Wolf to go from basically 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday.
Yes.
Until Steve Keim dropping a little bit of a hammer today.
Time.
That's what happened during this week on the Doug and Wolf Show.
Watch it. Everybody's working
for the weekend. Speaking of punching, Maloney punched me kind of on Monday because in mid-sentence, suddenly I had to be quiet.
Arizona Sports, breaking news.
There is no way anybody saw this coming.
So the Suns just sent out a news release. They have relieved General Manager Ryan McDonough of his duties.
Wolf, make a noise.
Boy, that was breaking news, wasn't it? I've heard the breaking news sounder on the Doug and Wolf Show in 12 years twice.
Wow.
Twice.
It's probably played four times, but you weren't listening to the other two.
I was not here.
That's true. Amin El-Hassan, then.
Twice.
Former member of the Suns front office, ESPN NBA insider. Maloney got him on the phone very, very quickly. And Amin, what do you think? McDonough's done.
Clearly, you have serious doubts in your heart about Ryan McDonough. Why let him draft the first number one overall pick in the history of this organization? Why let him spend $15 million on Trevor Ariza? Why let him trade for Ryan Anderson's massive contract? Why would you give him all of this rope to keep making mistakes if that's what you felt in your heart?
Oh, by the way, he signed a 3-year extension last year.
Yep. And,
interesting.
And brought in a new head coach. And yet you let him do all that if you thought he should go. Robert Sarver explains to Burns and Gambo that he knows this doesn't look good.
The fact that we have made a general manager change, I think reflects on me and doesn't reflect well. And I take responsibility for that. So is that ideal? No, that's not ideal.
It screams instability.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Yes, it
does. Volatility, instability, and every other kind of ability.
And we weren't even done with Monday, as Steve Wilks told us. Kendall Wright's a Cardinal.
Just want to continue to try to mix things up in all positions, particularly at the receiver position where we need more production. Wright's doing well. We'll see exactly how he progresses throughout the week and see if he's going to be ready to play on game day.
I really hope we see Kendall Wright play because I think there's going to be a modicum of desperation that is there. He's moved around. He's got talent. He's got ability. He's a former first-round pick. I want to see this guy play.
Then there was the negative of Monday.
We took a hard path to get to this point, but I do think it made us stronger and kind of galvanized our team.
As the Dodgers advanced into the NLCS, knocking off, I don't even want to talk about it.
It's just, honestly, right now, he waved around Joe Boo. He did, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he did. Dave Roberts. Right here at Chase Field, when they had grass, waved it around and said, you know what? Tonight is the night it ends.
It turns. Yes, it turns.
Tonight is the night.
But then there was good news Monday night.
And Dave Roberts was right.
We moved on.
Back into Ayton. Ayton wants to go to work. Here's the fake. Here's the shot. Put it right over Durant. Good.
Wow, nice little jump hook. They took away the middle. Spins to the baseline with that strong right-hand jump hook.
That's right. DeAndre Ayton on Monday night. 7 for 11, 18 points, 7 rebounds. But we weren't all that excited because the whole Ryan McDonough thing.
Kind of stung, didn't it?
Then there's Tuesday. The ALCS is set up.
Runners off first and second. The 1-2. Swung on, tapped down to third, slowly hit. Charging is Nunez. He fires to first. Stretch. Got him!
So the Red Sox beat the Yankees to advance. But that wasn't the story after the game.
I do need to say this, though. I don't think Angel Hernandez should be umping playoff games. He's absolutely terrible. He's terrible behind the plate today. He's terrible at first base.
Can you imagine being Angel Hernandez right now? I mean, honestly, the butt of all jokes
in
the game of baseball.
And then there's Wednesday morning when we woke up to Jason Lockenfora telling us
a couple of their recent first-round picks weren't playing much, and you start making some calls on that. It doesn't look like, you know, they might be playing much more in the immediate future, and that the Cardinals are open to, you know, listening to stuff on Reddick and Buchanan.
And Steve Kime said,
that's Friday. That's Friday. We got to wait till we get to Friday.
Yeah, not there anyways, beeping on Wednesday.
Also Wednesday, we heard someone's going to quit if it doesn't get better.
Over the next 2 years, we'll be really good on defense or I'll quit.
Oh.
Promise. We will be really good on defense or I won't be here.
That's Danny Gonzalez, the defensive coordinator of the Sun Devils.
The realization of what Danny Gonzalez just said, it's hitting me now on Friday.
Finally.
Just now. It was like, whoa.
And then,
the import of all that.
The good news on Wednesday night.
Not going to be here.
We scored.
Now Strome shoots. He scores.
Yeah.
Dylan Strome breaks the ice.
We actually won the game.
Five-hole sniper goal.
And then there was last night. A lot of people don't seem to be very happy in New York.
All right, well, we all just watched it. We didn't do anything well enough to win tonight. Credit Philadelphia. Good football team that took advantage of the things that we didn't do well. Got ahead on the points. We didn't score enough points. We didn't keep them off the board. We didn't do anything well enough to win.
Yeah, that's Pat Shurmur, and he's not happy.
Shurmur should have just said, don't ask me any questions. I'm not going to answer them. I am P.O. Don't ask me.
And then the Doug and Wolf Show starts Friday morning. We were all prepared for Suns and Cardinals and a little baseball, and Wolf said no.
Meanwhile, in the U.K., a group of volunteers agreed to expose themselves to live whooping cough bacteria for science.
You gotta be kidding me. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to lay down here on this cot, and I'm going to take this syringe. I'm going to squirt this whooping cough down into your nasal passage. Is that all right with you?
And then Steve Kime came on and told us rumors about the trades. And then told us, Robert Kemdichi, where do you stand?
Well, I mean, it's no secret. I mean, everybody wants to talk about ability. Ability doesn't matter if you don't have availability. So those are, obvious concerns, and you have to be dependable.
Mm. They wanted to see how the body was going to respond to the infection.
So we've moved on from that. We've moved on from that.
Hey, you know what? I'll do that. Yeah, go ahead. Shoot it down my nose.
I said we moved on from that. The last thing you need to know about is what's coming up at 5 o'clock today. Dodgers Brewers on ESPN 620 AM, game one of the NLCS. And you've got that. Plus at 10, it doesn't matter how many times you say that, Bear. And then at 10:30 this morning, we'll be talking James Jones in the press conference with the Suns. You want a piece of my heart? Good job hitting the post. Join Kevin McCabe and AZ Preps Live tomorrow, 9 to 11, at the Chick-fil-A on 16th Street and Camelback in Phoenix. Thank you, Wolf. You'll have the chance to win free Chick-fil-A for a year, Suns and Coyotes tickets, and more. Visit the events page at arizonasports.com for details on the Chick-fil-A High School Football Roadshow Series. If you're having a feel-good Friday, well, Paul's call will take care of that next on 98.7 FM. Arizona Sports Station.
Paul's Call is presented by Brooklyn Bedding. Order your mattress by three. Get it delivered today free.
Hey, it's your call, man.
Oh, no. Everybody pipe down.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits. It's Paul's Call.
I mean, Doug, when it comes to your commute,
I don't care.
The freeway closed as you come in from the
west side.
Doug's hitting the air with zero prep today, just broadcasting commando.
This underwear feels kind of sexy.
No, stop that. Although, speaking of underwear,
we have a video question from a fan of yours.
Okay.
Charles Barkley, a source close to me tells me, you don't wear underwear when you're live on TV.
Oh.
How come you don't wear drawers?
Shaq on The Tonight Show with a question for Chuck.
Do you don't wear underwear?
Jimmy, about 10 years ago.
Oh, no. No. Charles, no. Come on.
About 10 years ago, I found that in the South, we call them drawers. I thought they were unnecessary for space in the house, so
okay.
I got all my drawers together
yeah.
and had a big old barn fire. So
Charles burned his underwear. No.
Let me show you something.
Not funny.
I've been 10 years without underwear, and I feel good about it, dude.
Come on,
we
now.
We gotta go to commercial.
The round mound of TMI. Sorry, I mean, Charles, Paul's call mandates undergarments.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
No, we enforce our dress code around here with the sawed-off shotgun of sports.
Oh.
Sports takes and Barkley versus Shaq in every direction.
Do you and Shaq really hate each other? No, it's just a tricky relationship.
It's not tricky. I hate him. It's not tricky at all.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, Newman.
Come on now. It's an act. I mean, you and Shaq.
How would you describe
He's a bully.
Oh, come on.
He's a bully.
He is not.
He think because he's big, he's a big old Shrek lookalike. he think he can just talk down to people.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't won no championship. Like, we can still have a basketball conversation, Shrek.
Shrek.
So he's hitting Shaq with a Shrek rip.
He took one really in the ear hole.
Charles saying it ain't shtick.
Jimmy, I'm faking it. If they didn't pay me, I wouldn't work with the goof.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Show of hands. That goes for one of us over here as well. All right, so things are a little contentious.
Hit me with your best shot.
You want a shot? I mean, how about scoring goals?
Now the shot scores, Matthews! Austin Matthews has his ninth goal of the season.
Scottsdale hockey, yo. Two more goals for Austin Matthews last night, gentlemen.
Unbelievable.
Which brings us to the holy cannoli stat is a Scottsdale kid now has 9 goals in the first 5 games of a season. The only other 4 players who have done that in hockey history, Mario Lemieux, Patrick Marleau, Mike Bossy,
and
this guy.
Yeah!
Alex Ovechkin. Woo! I mean, think
Wait,
about
Gretz the wasn't on that list.
No.
Are you
not
serious?
Not on the list.
Oh,
Mario,
oh
Bossy, Ovechkin, Patrick Marleau.
Wow.
And Austin Matthews. I would trade the entire franchise for Austin Matthews right now. Just hit the reset button on the Scottsdale kid and go from there if you're the Coyotes. More goal scoring.
You sign Beltman. Brings it down and hits it.
What?
And the Jamaican juggernaut scores his first goal for a professional side.
Doug, you and your juice boxes over there coaching new soccer, you realize Usain Bolt just had his first start for an Australian soccer club. They put him in with about 15 minutes to play.
Well, it's a thundering drive all the way down the field.
And with a name like Bolt, he scores 2 goals.
Wow, wow, wee, wow!
The 8-time gold medalist still holds the world record in the 100 and the 200 meters. He's 32 years old. Instead of football, I'm wondering, can this guy play football?
It's my first proper game with the first team, so I'm just happy that I got a chance, and I'm proud of myself.
Can the dude catch?
Nice hands, Larry.
I mean, seriously, Steve Kimes looking to sign receivers. Can Usain Bolt catch?
Can you say 8 route?
Can you say Football Friday?
Yeah, baby.
Only one question you need to ask yourself, Wolf, posed by those great American philosophers, Soundgarden. Right?
Oh, man, so good.
Which is it going to be on Sunday, right? Are the Cardinals going to be looking California or feeling Minnesota? All I know is 2 things right now. One, the low temp on Saturday night, Wolf, is going to be 28 degrees.
Beautiful.
Number 2, I truly hope we don't run into that Gophers head coach.
We'll be very energetic.
No.
That's what you get with me.
It's been a long week. I'm not in the mood for this guy.
I got news for everybody.
Right.
Change has arrived.
Okay, no. Hate this guy.
We're going to connect people to Gopher football that don't even like football.
Just don't. Don't like that guy. I don't like that guy.
A lot of people in this room, you might like me already. There's a lot of people in this room might not like me already. No. That's okay.
Actually, what Vikings fans don't like, it's tradition. Every time the Cardinals play the Vikings, we go back to 2003, the final game, the final play of the season, Sun Devil Stadium. Vikings win and they're in. Oh, boy.
McCown fires into the end zone.
Yep.
Caught. Touchdown.
Yep.
No.
Oh.
No.
Right.
The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs.
See ya.
That belong.
That's fantastic call.
Yeah, that is just you got it. It's tradition. We got to play it, and we got to have one quick word here. I'm sorry on the Friday news dump. Can I have some music, please?
Give me the Minnesota guy again, Paul.
Wolf, I'd love to, but too busy being
disappointed.
I thought the D-backs were going to trade players, maybe even trade Paul Goldschmidt. Didn't think they were going to trade out natural grass for synthetic turf.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Mark the time.
Well, they prefer artificial grass.
Yeah. And this is an honest question because we are on deadline. Did you ask the question about now that they have control of the building and they can monetize all revenues, I'm guessing this allows them to hold a lot more events, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's all.
You want wrestling tickets, don't you?
It's very expensive to replace natural grass.
Big finish.
Rapid, Paul. They prefer artificial grass.
Another edition of...
Hobby Golf Day.
I'll leave it to Texas for this one.
For decades, bars and clubs have taken innocuous-sounding names. The Office, The Factory.
Hey, I'm spending happy hour, wink, wink, at The Office. No harm, no foul.
Who could complain if you said you were going to The Library if they didn't know it was a tavern?
Got my library card.
I liked beer.
Right.
Still like beer.
Sure. Now, what if you're in need of an emergency room? But
the newest emergency room in San Antonio has nothing to do with medicine.
No, that's bad.
No doctors, no medical services.
I'll be gall dang.
The newest emergency room, gentlemen, is actually...
Now, a strip club that's to open on the north side of San Antonio has attracted attention at City Hall.
A gentleman's lounge.
I'll be gall dang.
You need stitches? You broke something?
I broke my back.
I mean, Iron Mike, you're in San Antonio. Choose carefully.
Emergency room, gentleman's lounge.
Oh, boy.
Some worry that it might actually be mistaken for a medical facility.
Yeah,
city officials say the First Amendment protects the name.
Oh, now come on.
There might be some confusion, San Antonio.
I'll be gall dang.
You might find Tyson at that emergency room.
A vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
We're out of here. Hey, intern, just do your job and pull my car around now.
This has been another edition of Paul's Call.
Get off me.
Now kindly get off Paul.
I'm busy.
He's busy.
I don't think Angel Hernandez should be umping playoff games. He's absolutely terrible.
Thank you, CC. Just remember.
Hit it.
Win or lose,
oh, no.
We still booze.
No. Stay thirsty, my friend.
Stay frosty, Arizona.
Beat me.
Soon amount of time, yes.
Elvis has just left the building.
That's Paul's call.
Thank you, Paul.
How did the show make you feel?
Woo!
Doug and Wolf's.
It's all about the you. It's all about
the you. Brought to you by Carol Royce. If you want to learn how to sell your house for top dollar, go to carolhasthebuyers.com.
My big takeaway from this week is actually, I've never been more excited for a start of a Phoenix Suns season until this week started.
Hey, Maple Leafs, what would the asking price be on Austin Matthews? Just curious.
You know, speaking of curious right here, researchers dripped bacteria into
Goodbye.
Participants' noses
Wolf.
Under controlled conditions. He's in strife.
Take his car keys.